You're listening to the Empowered Caregiver Show, where we uplift caregivers through education and support while also lifting up their invaluable role in society. I'm Liza, and I'm here with my co-host, Kristen, and we just spoke with Rose from the Alzheimer's and Dementia Alliance of Wisconsin. I can't believe how much I learned in such a short amount of time. What was one of your biggest takeaways, Kristen?
I know. I could sit here and tell you about a lot of facts that I just learned, but I'm really realizing I'm going deep. I mean, it just really got me thinking about how scared this culture is to age. And that's really about how scared we are to die. So it's actually reminding me of some of the conversations we had with the folks from Agrace, because I think if we weren't so fearful of that, we wouldn't avoid it. And then there wouldn't be this negative stigma around Alzheimer's and dementia, right? And so I think what struck me is how sad it is that we don't know more about it, that we've got these kind of general movie images of somebody with Alzheimer's, and it seems pretty tragic. And I don't know that Alzheimer's is the sad part as much as how our country and our society is responding to Alzheimer's is the sad part. I think that's what I'm really pulling out of my thoughts right now.
Yeah. How about you? Yeah, that makes sense. Well, it hits home to me. My grandma passed away of this as well. And so I am a little stuck on the sadness part, but you know, sure, that's to be expected when you have somebody that, you know, you love, you grew up with, who was your role model your whole life, and you go to see them and they don't know who you are. You know, it's hard to deal with, but that's wonderful that they have so many supports. And I just took away the way that they're set up, that they give the caregivers that equal amount of support, really seems like something that a lot of organizations could model themselves after.
Right. And do you think, I mean, you don't know, right? We just found out about this organization in Rose today, but I'm wondering, like, what do we hope listeners, or what do we hope we can do in our work to model that, or to keep bringing that forward? What do you think was the key to their success? I'm not sure I have it figured out quite yet. Do you?
I don't. Other than I would imagine that this particular type of caregiving role really requires a lot of support for the caregiver. I mean, it's one of those that is really emotional. Like she said, things change and can change rapidly. And I would imagine at certain points they require higher levels of care. So they kind of have to be included, if that makes if that makes sense.
It does. It does make sense. And especially if they're not necessarily, the patients aren't necessarily able in the later stage to even advocate or be aware of kind of who they are and what's going on, then there's so much more responsibility for the caregiver, right? And so I can see where maybe the organization had to develop. I'm just now intrigued in their history, but I'm wondering, like, if they had to develop, you know, from the caregivers first and foremost, where I think in a lot of autism, epilepsy, you know, the other examples I was giving, cancer, it's coming from the people that have the disease themselves. So maybe when you're building something from the perspective where you need the caregiver as the actual person being the one who's speaking for the disease, then you actually start building programming that's equally supporting them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sure what that means in terms of what do we take away from that today, except maybe as we face new diseases, there's some people that we're coming across in some of the work that we're going to be doing. That woman that we met in our Circles of Life presentation, that's a conference that's coming up in a couple weeks, and Liza and I have the privilege to be able to be part of a panel. Well, a couple of those parents talked about rare genetic diseases for their kids, and so I feel like there's going to be more and more of these organizations and foundations that are having to develop around what we're beginning to understand with medical technology. And I hope, and I know, and I encourage us and our listeners to really say from the ground up and from the beginning, let's put caregivers as an equal component to that. So we're not going back and trying to include them as an afterthought.
Yeah. I like that. And I do like how she said care partner. And that was really interesting when you went back and thought about that a little bit more, that, yeah, as a child, you may be a caregiver to your child, but you know, a spouse, that's been your partner your whole life. So to keep that in context and remember that you guys are partners in this.
Right, exactly.
I think one of the biggest takeaways is Rose said it perfect. You are strong, you are brave, and you rock.
Exactly. I love that. And that's something we're definitely going to have to keep centered around what we're doing here at the Empowered Caregiver Community. I want to make sure that people are aware of some of our upcoming stuff, right? We're moving into May, a whole new month, and we're going to be focusing a lot on political and legislative advocacy. We'll be hosting our virtual town hall on May 21st, Saturday, at from 9 to 10. We would love people to tune in and listen to our conversations that we'll be sharing around what legislators can do to support caregivers here in Wisconsin. If you want to be more interactive, you can go to our website, theempoweredcaregivercommunity.com, and you can sign up to actually be engaged in the online chat that will be happening as we're discussing things live.
Yes, that would be wonderful. I can't wait for the opportunity to meet some of the listeners via chat online and hear some of the stories. So again, join us on May 21st. Everyone is welcome. You can register for the virtual town hall, again, at going to the Empowered Caregiver Community.com.
And please feel free to start following us on all our socials at Facebook, Instagram. You can get more information about the virtual town hall if it's kind of confusing to you, as well as some of our upcoming programming around workshops and all of the links for the last 10 episodes that we've done here at the Empowered Caregiver Radio Show.
They are.
And so
yeah.
It's a great place to hit.
And
right?
I think we checked all of our boxes and we still have a few seconds left. So I'm going to end on a high note on a good caregiver story. Why not? Right.
Sure.
So my son was accepted into the Cutting Edge program at Edgewood College. So we're super excited about that. We got news this week that he received a grant from Middleton High School. So we get to go to an awards ceremony for that. And then I opened my inbox today to see that he was accepted into the Youth Leadership Forum through the Wisconsin Board for People with Developmental Disabilities.
All right.
So
Yay.
That young man is rocking it. And I'm going to give myself a little pat on the back as a caregiver because we're a team.
Exactly. Nice work there, folks.
Yes. See you next week.
See you next week.